The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Sir Monty is about to get our spiritual forecast for the week for us. Happy New Year! It's almost here!
Happy New Year!
Gosh, we are days away, so you said there's a very powerful energy you want to talk about this week. What's happening?
Yeah, so obviously the New Year brings in powerful, like, manifestation energy. This is the week where we're finally locking in, figuring out what we want to manifest for the next year. And coincidentally, we actually have a full moon at the end of this week.
Oh my gosh!
Closing out the chapter. So it's all happening at the same time. We're closing out the last year, 2025, and we're birthing in 2026. Now, 2026 is a universal one year. This is a year of new beginnings. This is like a rebirth, literally, of whatever we want to manifest. So the last 9 year cycle, we were on to something, some new and some energy, but we closed that out in 2025.
Okay.
And now we're birthing something new for the next 9 years. So 2026 is really important, because what you do this year is setting the stage for what you're going to be involved in for the next 9 years.
Oh my
and that's
gosh.
Important. So
yes.
I know that, not to lay it on thick, but literally this week, this year is going to be really important. But it's also going to be very fun. And it's something that we all need, I feel, because the last 9 year cycle has been heavy. So this year is going to set the stage for more joy and for us to go out, because it's ruled by the sun. 2026 is ruled by the sun, and the sun gives us our vitality back. It gives us our joy back. And so be very intentional with that energy.
My sister-in-law, Sister Maddox, is actually a therapist, and she says the sun helps with depression. Literally, just going outside and walking can change your whole mood. And you know, you talked about the last 9 years. I am slamming that book closed.
Closed,
the chapters
yes.
are gone, all fresh and new. Obviously,
I think the 9 year cycle started in 2017. So after 2017 up until 2025, that was the 9 year cycle.
We're done with it. Bye. All fresh, all new beginning in 2026. Obviously, we always tell you to call in for a psychic reading, 877-730-DCS1. I love the spiritual forecasts, all of us as a collective, because the more positive energy we all put out, the better for everyone. Sir Monty, we love you. Talk to you next Monday.
Love you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we mentioned pizza. Or I don't even know if we mentioned pizza today. I just know that Anthony A, for some reason, has a great love affair with pizza. He was on a diet one time and I ordered pizza. He ate like two of them.
Pizza is my forever mistress. I love
you. I guess so, Anthony. So you said you found
a survey on pizza? So I'm a big believer that what you like on your pizza and your topping says a lot about you. So I found something to back that. Yes, a study brought to you by the homies at sliceforlife.com. I appreciate y'all.
Slice for life,
yes,
huh?
Dude. They broke down what your pizza topping means to you. So for me, I'm a pepperoni guy, which is very on brand because it says you're imaginative, you're fun, and you love to be surrounded by people, which...
Okay.
I'm not buying that.
You're not buying, dude.
No, because everybody likes pepperoni and not everybody's imaginative.
Cast stones in my bit here. All right, well, let's see your topping then. Go ahead, dude. What is it?
Pineapple.
What?
Pineapple.
Oh.
You gotta love me some Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It says you loan for a passion and excitement in your life, and you don't care what others think about you or your choices.
You know what? This thing is on brand.
Well, the passion part, I believe that.
All right,
I mean, you did
Dana
marry
Cortez.
Me. Okay, well, my favorite, you already got the pepperoni. Well,
yep.
I have to have jalapeno on my pizza no matter what. What's it say about jalapeno as your topping?
There are no jalapenos.
What? What about green chile then?
No, okay,
you know, hatch or Anaheim green chile?
No, bro, no. Just generic toppings like pizza, pineapples, veggies.
Did they not survey any Mexicans?
Yes!
This survey is trash. I don't buy any of it.
What's up, y'all? It's Jack Harlow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so the Kardashians always go viral, but Kris Jenner's new face is really gone viral. It cost $250,000 for her facelift.
That's an expensive face.
Oh my gosh. She does look incredible though. She just celebrated her 70th birthday. Everybody and anybody's there, from Justin Bieber to Oprah Winfrey to, I mean, it's a plethora of superstars. Obviously, Kris Jenner, extremely popular, but her face is what really everyone is talking about. She looks like she did when she
looks
was younger.
Like she could be like Khloe's older sister.
Yes. Kim Kardashian was promoting the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, 899. Here she is talking about her mom's face.
My mom, like, everyone's talking about her face. I could retell the story. We were at Lauren Sanchez's bachelorette, like, dinner, and we're sitting there, and someone taps my mom on the shoulder. We're at a restaurant, and they go, Kim? And then she comes out. She must have told this story 500 times. And I was like, and then the guy was like, oh, sorry. She is milking this. I'm so happy now I know where I can go when the time comes.
So Chris is just like, oh, you thought I was Kim? Let me tell everybody that you thought I was Kim. She just really looks beautiful. I, for one, will do whatever I need to do to feel better about myself.
That $250,000 price tag.
It's like a new age way of doing a facelift.
So it's
right?
not. No, it's called a deep plane facelift, and it's a like 30-year-old procedure.
Well, why does hers look so much better than most other
people? Because of the way it's done. There are only a handful of doctors who do a deep plane facelift. You have to really make sure that the person you're going to does this kind of work.
Because she doesn't look stretched.
Exactly.
And most a lot of people look stretched out.
Oh, this is so ugly to say, but the late Joan Rivers, right? She always looked so stretched out, right?
But she always made fun of it, and it was funny, though.
She did. She made fun of herself, right? Kris Jenner, if she hadn't told anybody, you'd probably know.
Oh, yeah,
not
of
really.
Course you know, because she all of a sudden looks 10 years younger.
Well, no, Emma Stone is rumored to have had one as well, and she's young.
She's like, is she even 40?
No, but everybody in Hollywood is starting to do this deep plane.
Why would she do that before she was, that doesn't even make sense.
Because fillers make you look odd.
They do.
When you start putting stuff in your face, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, I did the lip plump, and I already have full lips, but I was influenced by the gram. I was influenced, and I went and did it when I was getting my regular Botox, and I came home, and Otto, my husband here, was like, what is wrong? It cost me 4 times the amount of money to get it out of my lips than it did to put it in. And at that moment, I said to myself, I'm not going to do all this stuff. I stopped using filters. Otto told me, don't use filters. You look weird. Stop doing it.
There was this girl this weekend at the thing that I DJed at, and I couldn't tell if she was 21 or 45 because she had so much stuff in her face.
That's what's happening. So the deep plane facelift, Otto, instead of putting stuff in your face, it's putting it back where it goes. It like lifts it. You know who else? Demi Moore.
Oh yeah, because she looks so super
good.
Young for her age.
Now
yeah.
I wonder if the cat's out the bag a little bit about this procedure that Kris had, and it's kind of always been around. I wonder if this is going to kind of reset the market for procedures.
Probably so.
And eventually,
Anthony,
that price will come down because I understand what you're saying, but nobody can afford.
It's not $250. So I started reading. This guy, Stephen Levine, don't get me wrong, he's based in Manhattan. Him and another guy, Dr. Giacono, they charge like $250,000. It's the same deep plane facelift that other surgeons are doing.
They
not
just got
everybody
the name
is
behind it.
The name behind it. They've got their name behind it. They're in Manhattan. They're doing all these things. So that's why.
What's like a reasonable price for this?
$25,000 to $55,000.
Oh, wow.
So significant. Still a lot of money, right?
Way cheaper than $250,000.
A car or your face? Which do you want? You know, that's basically it. All right. We have some calls coming in. Line 2. We have Miss Tatiana. Tatiana, have you seen Kris Jenner's new face?
Not recently. I know. Did she change it again?
No, Tatiana. Well, I mean, it's been about 6 to 8 months. She had a new facelift. Have you seen the new facelift?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but now I gotta go see it now.
Tatiana, she looks so good. It's amazing. She's 70. She probably looks 50 years old. But I think the bigger question is, should anyone care, not just Kris Jenner, or you or me or whomever, if you get a facelift or you have a nip tuck, breast implants, whatever, should anybody care what anyone else thinks?
No, I say go for it. Whatever you want to do at that age, like, you've already lived a lot of life. Like, who cares what everybody else thinks?
Yep.
I feel like go for it. Do whatever makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. And Tatiana, you have to go check it out. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm going to put in my story here shortly. But my thing is, I still can't believe they charged her $250,000.
I think they upcharged her.
they said a Kardashian's coming, upcharge. Tatiana, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. Call back anytime, girl. Bye.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. All right. So Carla's online too. Carla, have you seen Kris Jenner's new face?
I have.
What a wild question.
I know. Okay. Okay.
I mean, great, but like catfish.
Do you think it looks good, the new face after her facelift?
I mean, I feel like whatever makes her happy, I guess.
Right?
And then she's in the spotlight, and most famous people, especially them, they have like an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, everyone's trying to keep up. I mean, obviously, keeping up with the Kardashians.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, my gosh. Keeping up with the Kardashians. No, she's the head Kardashian. She's the head of the house. She's the matriarch. But $250,000, even if I was rich, I don't know if I could spend that kind of money.
And you know, some people will be out here doing whatever they have to do to go and do it because they want the best thing that's out. It's like the hot new item, you know?
So, Carla, when you get older, do you think you would do something like this? Or are you all about aging gracefully, all natural?
I kind of have mixed feelings. So this next week, I'm actually exiting my 30s.
Oh, yeah. See, now you're like, when you're 25, like, you're like, I would never do that. I would never do that. Here comes 30. And you're like, I would probably do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't think that I will. Maybe whenever you get to a point where, like, you have so much money and, like, you don't know what to do with it.
I don't know. Ooh, but point. I do remember your grandmother, Otto, Grandma Dorothy, telling me that one day she woke up and she looked in the mirror and she felt like she wasn't looking at herself anymore. She said, I don't feel old. But when I look in the mirror, I don't recognize the person looking back at me. Mm. And so maybe if that comes at the point in the time, I'm willing to inject or pull and I mean, do whatever, you know?
I'm not totally against it, like, to be honest, but I think, like you said, some kind of injection, something like that, maybe in moderation.
I am the Botox queen, like, Carla. Okay, we can talk later, girl. I love you.
Okay, love you guys. Have
okay,
a good day.
Thank you for listening, Mama. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's say you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Are you spending $250,000 of that on a facelift?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.